going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
On the tough roads, Donnie. Toyota Tundra.
We thought you guys could handle two at one time.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. Warriors 1-1 against Houston, game three Saturday. We'll find out about Jimmy Butler. I do feel, if I were a Warrior fan, I'd feel somewhat optimistic at what I heard after the game from his teammates and coach.
Facts.
But we'll see, Gil.
Yeah, and I'll say this, Donnie, to the caller, I think he let off the show, but his point was the Warriors came out, they didn't have that dog in them because they felt like they kind of were fat rats. You know, it was a fat cat, they had got the one already. I kind of didn't feel that way, but after Jimmy got hurt, I'm being real, and I tweeted this, Donnie, I couldn't think or focus on the game. Of course, I'm locked in doing my notes or whatnot, but I'm just like, that superseded everything that happened. But I thought the Rockets, I'm going there because I had, you know, the Warriors winning this thing in five. Stoney, that late third quarter, I mean, what, 9:45 left in the fourth. The Warriors are down 20. I'm thinking Kerr's going to bring everybody out, left them in, and they got to within 13. And I'm thinking we might have some action the last 7 or 6 minutes. But Houston handled business, so I got to tip my cap.
Yeah, and I – listen – 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation. And what's all the talk about? Okay, the talk's about Jimmy getting hurt. And
Kuminga.
It wasn't. I didn't think. So Butler gets hurt. We're talking about that. We're talking about the refs letting it get too physical. We're talking about Kuminga. He finally got to play. How'd he do? But, like, can we talk about the game in a way? Jalen Green had 38. He had a Steph Curry box score line. 13 of 25, 8 for 18. Jalen Green.
Yeah.
He was terrific. Now, let's just go down the Warriors' entire roster. Moses Moody. 4 for 7. I thought he was pretty much invisible.
Hit his first couple shots, and then he was nervous.
I can't even tell you he was bad. He was just invisible. Draymond Green, he was terrible last night. Draymond was not good at all. Wow. Pajemski, worst player on the floor. Steph was below average last night. Peyton gave him nothing. Quentin Post struggled early, made some shots late. Buddy Hield, no factor. Kevon Looney, he was so-so. Santos, not very good. Kuminga, what do you expect? And then, yeah, Pat Spencer gave him 12 good minutes. Nobody played well.
Yeah.
Like, nobody on the roster
and that's why
played
you lose
well,
by 15.
But Spencer Looney was Looney, and Post made some shots. Other than that, the Warriors, They weren't very good.
Yeah, and I do want to say this, and tell me what you think, man.
Yeah.
I know you will. Do you? It's kind of hard. You said, you know, Butler went out, and that's the story, but you want to focus on the game, and I get that, Stoney, but I feel like those two are intertwined in this sense. Do you think if Green stayed in the game, Jalen would have went off for 38? Would that have been maybe 20? Jalen Green.
If who would have gone out of the game?
Butler would have remained in the game.
I
got you. Would have could have should have.
I don't know.
You can't be mad at that thought from a Warrior fan.
That's fine. You like, and this is what
it didn't happen.
Yeah, think that all you want. You know what? And that's like, I wouldn't even go. Steiny, they would have won with Butler. Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. They would have. The Warriors would be up 2-0 if Jimmy Butler hadn't gotten hurt.
And I got to say this to my. Yeah.
What's that worth?
Yeah, nothing. And I got to say this to Dub Nation saying that the Zebras had some. The Rockets shot two more free throws than the Warriors. 18-20, Steiny.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not one of those things to where it's, you know, 31-13. It's 18-20. It's just. I told you yesterday, the Rockets got to muck it up, and I got to buy them a six-pack. Well, 24-pack, but they mucked it up.
A lot of people
in his shots.
A lot of people talk about plus minus, and sometimes it's worthwhile bringing up. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes the numbers lie. But the one thing about the plus minus last night, not one single Warrior was in positive. Every single Warrior was a minus in plus minus. So that tells me there was not one time in the game where a guy was playing well or well enough that his team was elevated with him.
Yeah.
When he was playing in a game whoever that player was. They didn't have one player who elevated the play of everybody else. Not one single player.
Well, they had three, Sonny.
Huh?
Braxton Key was +2, Kevin Knox.
Okay.
Chase Jackson Davis.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm having some.
And similarly, now, and here's the other thing. Dylan Brooks, he's pretty good. Amen Thompson, he was good defensively. Sengun, very solid again.
+28.
I'll tell you what, you can't let him play in space. Like, he really made the Warriors pay when they got the ball into the middle with him. Jalen Green was fantastic. Okay, Fred VanVleet was terrible again.
2-8, 1-7 from three.
But Eason was good.
Fred?
What did Fred do?
A lot more awareness in game two.
Yeah.
Didn't shoot.
Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's jump in with Miguel. Hey, Miguel. He's in Hayward. What's up, Miguel? How you doing?
The stack.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I heard you yesterday talk about the Warriors, man. You probably had a crystal ball because, like, everything that you said happened. Like, I'm watching the game.
Man.
And I was just supposed to call your show yesterday, but I was like, you know what? I'll wait till tomorrow. But, hey, you're 100% right what happened yesterday. But, you know, my thing is, I like how the Warriors played hard ball yesterday. They didn't give up. I like that they tried to get up to the scores. But Houston was just too much. Hopefully Jimmy Buckets can play, but if he can't play, you know, we need Kuminga to step it up because he looked a little bit confused yesterday, but that's why we practiced, so, you know, just to get better. Hopefully everybody gets on the same page, and I'm pretty sure everybody's on the same page. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But go Warriors, and you guys keep on doing the good show. I love you guys.
Hey, thanks, Miguel. Appreciate the call, man. You have a great day, too.
I had that experience, too, Stoney, because you don't want this victory lap. But you were, and I'm Mr. Tomorrow's Not Promised. That's my thing, right? And you said injuries, one wrong injury could change it all. We don't have that moving forward, hopefully, but we had an injury that took Butler out the game.
Yeah. Yep. And that obviously hurt the Warriors. You know, the other thing is, for everybody that predicted the Warriors in 5 or 6,
I'm one of them.
Like, you're still fine. You're still fine. What?
All right. So when Steph and Kuminga both came back from their contusions or pelvic contusions, you know, what did you think? We didn't see any. Oh, he's laboring. So I'm hoping Jimmy's on that same program.
That's all you can do is hope it's.
Bastani, was that violent? He was up in the air.
Yep. Didn't look good.
Even Draymond, look at Draymond's response. Right. Like, put his hand, like, oh, my God. Dude.
Oh, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
And Evan, I love when Evan's in there because he can look at the exact play. You know what I thought actually happened in a split second? So Draymond was like adjacent.
Let's just put
it this way.
Yeah.
Draymond was kind of adjacent or a little behind Amen Thompson.
Yes.
When Amen Thompson, Amen Thompson,
yeah,
kind of falls front, if you look really closely, I'm pretty sure Draymond Green's first impulse and the direction he went in was to check on Thompson. But Butler then came down and he goes over to Butler. I swear to God, it almost looked like Draymond was starting to reach out to Thompson because he knew that there was contact and Thompson got into a bad position.
Yeah, right.
And I think initially Draymond was actually worried because Thompson was in a goofy position.
So a goofy position enough to where you couldn't plan to be malicious.
Yeah, I feel like
Draymond, he got tossed. Draymond tossed him. He won that. They was tussling, Stein, and he kind of get off me, and he went flying. And Thompson didn't know where he was flying to, and his hands came up, but it was almost like to protect himself. So I just, that's a big charge,
Evan,
when you say
it.
Somebody's dirty, man.
You studying it, Evan?
Yeah.
That one didn't hit me. Yeah, right. Stoddy, I love you. There was some tussling going on in this game. There were some skirmishes, as they say. But Dre kept his cool. During the timeout, there was stuff. Security,
I'm telling you, Dre
got into it.
I could have sworn Draymond's first.
But why would that be?
Because he knew, not that he did anything.
Yeah, gotcha.
But he knew Thompson was in a weird position. And he hit the ground, but it was before
Jimmy landed.
It was before Jimmy landed. And I thought, I almost saw Draymond like make a gesture to either help Thompson up or,
crash.
Something happened here that we didn't mean to happen, but it did. But then when he saw Butler, he went right to Butler because it was worse.
He put his hands up.
Just my thoughts.
On the angle from the baseline, he does take a step towards Amen, but he's looking at Jimmy the whole time.
Right.
Like,
man.
I don't think he was concerned with Thompson. It's just his momentum was going that way. Okay. The one that I didn't catch was it also looked like the reason why Thompson's leg got caught or like clipped by Draymond was because he kind of was ricocheted off of Adams.
That freaking tree trunk don't move.
Yeah, no doubt.
It was a mosh pit. That's a big man.
Yeah, it was a mosh pit.
With a big oak in the middle.
Yeah.
Aquaman.
Man, he's big.
Yeah. 1-1.
Okay, let's get some calls here. Let's go to one of my favorite towns.
What I don't understand is why people can't understand why we don't believe that it's dirty. Like, there's some people that will just refuse to the day they die from here on out.
Yeah.
Amen will be a dirty player.
And that's what life's about.
And that's what life's about.
Well, Evan, I don't know, man.
And that's Draymond Green's reputation also over the years.
My sheriff, Steiny, I said, we'll find out. And he said, you know what happens? It was congested. And Chris Mullen, you know, saying after the game, he didn't think it was there. Guys that have played. So, just me.
Let's go to New Orleans. Let's go to David in New Orleans. Hey, David, how you doing, man?
What's going on, man? How y'all making it today?
We're hanging in, buddy. We're hanging in for ALD.
Look, man, I got a silver lining take.
There you go.
Jimmy, even if he misses a game, hopefully he didn't miss a game at the most, but I have a silver lining take. What I saw was a young player at home go crazy and stop about two or three potential runs that could have put Houston in trouble last night.
Yeah.
That's what I saw. Yeah. Even after Jimmy went down, Quentin Post played well towards the end. Pajemski was sick, so you can't even really count him as being present. So actually, we was down two starters. Going home, the role players go play better. I think we'll get a lot of energy. I feel like we'll be all right, man. I really do. Not Kuminga has time to adjust if he has to play. He got his feet wet. So I feel like going forward, we'll be okay enough to hold the fort down until he comes back. Now, for the extended series, that's something different. But I feel like even if we had to play without him one game, I honestly feel like we can win a game without him.
Right.
Especially game three coming home.
Right. Well, yeah. You know what? Hey, David, thank you for the call. Here's the one thing I absolutely agree with David on. Pretty much the whole, actually, it was even in the first half once the Rockets got up big.
Yeah.
It's not like the Rockets dissected the war. Like, I thought there were about five times during that game in the second half where, I don't know, it was 11 or 13.
I'm 8 or 9 for me, Steiny. Go ahead.
And somebody takes a shot for the Rockets, and I'm like, that's not a good shot.
Stupid shot.
It went in.
Oh.
You know, I'm just
Jalen Green was a part of that too, Steiny.
I know he was. Like, nobody, like, they made some shots that they're probably not going to make moving forward.
But hold on. I got to say this. You ask me why I'm worried about game three.
Why?
When you're young and dumb, you know what I'm saying, like the Rockets, what if I tell you I think not playing at home might bode well more for them? Just being relaxed on the road, Tupac, us against the world. And what happened last time they visited Chase? I know it wasn't the playoffs, Donnie. They were more relaxed. You're talking about a young team at home pressing? And if you want to tell me that's why they lost 95-85 game one, but they regroup and bounce back 109-94, now we're on the road, we're filling our oats, and one of your best players got a contusion in the pelvic. I don't like that. I think the Rockets could be young and dumb enough to come out here and just, you know, let them hang.
I actually think the more likely outcome is hopefully Chase Center's rocking.
Saturday.
And the players feed off it, and Houston gets a little bit overwhelmed, emotional, loses their poise.
You would think.
I mean, if I had a bet on one or the other, I would bet...
Well, I'm taking some days off.
On the ladder.
Yeah, I'm taking some days.
Let's go to Ro in Oakland.
What's up, Ro?
How you doing?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing this morning?
All right. Thank you.
I'm double a little disturbed. I ain't going front. What up, baby?
Oh, man, I know. That was an unfortunate blow right there. But I just wanted to tell y'all, like always, y'all be on fire, but y'all on fire this morning. And when y'all fire, it makes me call in. I'm like, I gotta call in and get in on this.
Nice.
Steiny, I wanna validate your point when you was talking about the review, when Kuminga wanted to review that out-bounds play. I thought it was just me, but I did sense a disconnection. Because like you said, it wasn't nobody reacted or anything. He was spot on. The ball was off.
I know.
So that did kind of, you know, raise a little bit of curiosity for me, but... Like you said, I don't want to read too much into it. And then the injury to Jimmy, that was a blow. I felt like if that didn't happen, we definitely had a good chance to win that game. Because look at the score. We only lost by 15. So he don't get hurt. He give us like 20 points. And then when we got out of Quentin Post, it was a good chance we would have won that game.
Yeah.
So I got a good feeling about it. We not down in the dump. We won one. We took care of business at home. And you got to tilt your hat. I know it's physical. It's playoff basketball and everything like that. But you got to tilt your hat to Jalen Green. A lot of callers been calling in, knocking this kid. You know what I mean? That dude can play. He's talking about Trae Young and all this kind of stuff. He's only 22 years old. Once he get a consistent jump shot, that kid is going to be something special. And, you know, that's all I got, fellas.
Thanks, Ro. You too.
Appreciate the call, Ro.
25 field goal attempts from Jalen Green. You know?
I was thinking about Kuminga, who got in last night, and I have another thought on Kuminga.
Give it
and,
to him. 2 of 5 from deep.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
So, you know, when he's not playing and everybody's asking Kerr about it, Kerr's going to say the right thing. That the kid's been great, he's a pro, all those things.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I'm here to tell you this, because I've heard people have been saying it, you know, Kuminga's gone. Kuminga's kind of checked out. Or maybe even the team is disconnected from Kuminga.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right now, if any of that's true, they're done. Like, he's done. Like, you can't, I don't believe you can, if he, and I'm not saying he did, but people are thinking it's a possibility. What if Kuminga looks like he's checked out? I didn't necessarily think that, but whatever. If he has checked out, you don't just, oh, Butler's hurt, now I'm checked back in.
All right.
It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
It doesn't work that way.
I got you. And I mean,
he got into that game yesterday, and quite frankly, it's unfair to him. Well, it's not unfair to play him.
Because he wants to play.
It's not unfair to play him, but it's unfair to ask him after not playing some regular season games and a couple big pressure-packed games to now go into that whirlwind of a Houston Rockets defense having not played. It's too much to ask. I'm sorry, it is, even if he's ready.
Yeah.
He hadn't played in a game like that. Maybe ever. Thank you.
You're right.
Thank you. It was almost like his first playoff game, Goo. I know he's played in the past, but yeah, it's a great call.
And that's why you hit me in the cardiac muscle when you saw what I didn't see or think about when he was asking the team to challenge the call. And I know this is not the day for it, but, we're not censored. But I got to tell you, Steiny, I didn't think about what you just brought up. And if you guys are right, the people that are out there like this thing mentally is kind of done, I get Jordan Poole vibes at the end where you ran him out there, but you kind of knew he didn't even know he was checked out. It was just all bad. So I'm just telling you, man, I don't know how the Warriors think they have enough athleticism to combat the Rockets without Kuminga. And the only reason I'm bringing that up is he hadn't played in game one and he missed three. So moving forward, we're all rooting for him. He's got a jersey. But, Stoney, I got to tell you, with Jimmy Butler in the situation that he's in, assuming he plays Saturday, is Steve Kerr at a point to where I got to find out what's behind door number one for the rest of the series with Kuminga? Right. We got to get past this.
I mean, if Jimmy Butler's out, Kuminga has to play. I mean, he just has to. I think we'll all agree on that. And here's the other thing. If and I heard this from a couple people, Kuminga kind of looked checked out last night.
No, I'm not going there.
I would say
he looked the same like he does.
I would say give it another game because asking him to function in a game like that,
no doubt about it,
is ridiculous. Yeah.
About mental warfare, what he had to be.
Well, I don't know about that.
I'm just saying, Stoney.
But I just think
wasn't comfortable.
Well, that's because he's never played at a level like that.
And defense is tenacious, like the playoffs.
Let's go.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.